Good morning. Our new question today is, when we have a chazan, and the chazan finished his Shmona Esrei, and he's ready to back up, to take his three steps back, and then forward so he can start the Chazarat HaShas, people are waiting. However, the problem is, there is somebody, or more than somebody, standing within his four amos, so that if the chazan backs up, he is going to be walking over Keneged Amispala B'toch Arba Amos. He's going to be walking within four Amos of somebody who's still davening Shmon Esrei. And that's Mefurosh and Shulchan Aruch. That's Usur. So before we get into this question, we're just going to actually bring two somewhat related stories of Gedolim, who we see from them, how makbid they were about the halacha, not when they were chazanim, not when they were the shaliach tzibur, but just in general how strict they were. First story is fairly famous, of Rav Moshe Feinstein, many years ago, when it cost a fortune to call internationally, it actually costed a fortune to call nationally from Los Angeles to New York, back and forth, other cities. It was very expensive, certainly from Israel to the United States to Israel. And there's one time that Rav Moshe Feinstein got a call. He was in the base Medrash, and he was called out, dachuf, hurry up, an urgent call, an expensive call, every minute counts. Wasn't pikuach nefesh. Every minute was tallying up on the cost. Rav Moshe's on the way out, and he sees that on the way, and the only way he could get out would be passing by somebody who was davening Shmona Esrei. And he says, I can't pass. He's waiting there. He's waiting till the person finishes saying, and they're telling him, gold taka ole honra, it's costing a fortune. The person is on the other end, and it's a very important matter. And Rav Moshe responded, ma becholti lasot, what could I do? It was out of my hands. Hare yesh kan kir, there is a wall in front of me. Rav Moshe was saying, how can I walk past a wall? How can I walk through a wall? How can I walk in front of somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei within four amos? And in addition, another story of Rav David Baharan. It was one time he was davening in the shul in Bate Broida in Yerushalayim. It was Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, and Rav David Baharan was very makbid. Immediately after Motzei Shabbos, Shabbos ends, he was out of the shul, quickly going home to light the candles promptly. However, the problem was he was surrounded by people who were saying an elongated Shmona Esrei, and he could not get out. And in back of him was a window. So Rav David Baran jumped out the window and headed home so he could light quickly. So we see here another two gedolim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav David Baran, who was were very strict about not passing within four amos in front of somebody davening Shmona Esrei. So that gets to our question, how about if the person is the chazan, if it's the shliach tzibur, people are in back of him. So on the one hand, there is a prohibition to back up. They're within four amos of him, or when he backs up, he would be within four amos of them. On the other hand, it's a tzircha tzibura. If there are nine other people waiting, they have a minion waiting to go with the chazin, they have to start the chazarat hashatz. People are waiting. We can't delay them because there are these individuals that are having a longer Shmona Esrei. So, in fact, the Tzitz Eliezer brings as follows that the shaliach tzibur, the chazin, should start. He brings it back based on the Sefer Zeh HaShulchan. Get going. Start saying the Shmona Esrei, the Chazarat HaShatz, without backing up. You don't need to back up. You can start simply going. So the Sefer Zeh HaShulchan says, She'ein letzalech tzibur lipsoa b'tfilas belachash. Don't back up at all. And the Tzitz Eliezer brings two rationales why this would be acceptable. Number one, he says that we can rely on the steps that the chazan will take after he completes the chazarat hashatz. So it turns out as follows, that at the beginning of his private Shmona Esrei tefillah belachash, he takes the three steps back, three steps forward. He is stuck at the end of his private Shmona Esrei, his silent Shmona Esrei. He's not allowed to back up because there are people right in back of him, or one person right in back of him. So he starts the chazarat hashatz immediately, and then after he finishes the chazarat hashatz, he will back up at that point. And that backing up will count both for the chazarat hashatz and also for his silent Shmona Esrei. So he quotes the Sefer Pekudas Elazar, who says, "B'shas adchak, in a time of need," and this would be a time of need, "ein tzarech lezeh, you don't have to take the three steps back." Why? Because truth be told, he says, the silent Shmona Esrei for the chazan is simply for him to organize his loud Shmona Esrei, the chazarat hashatz, properly. It's a preparation. And accordingly, we can do away with stepping back after that simple preparation, that silent Shemoneh Esrei. So that is rationale number one, why we can simply not back up before the Chazan and start immediately the Chazarat Hashatz, because we're going to rely on the three steps we take back after the Chazarat Hashatz. And in addition, says the Tzitz Eliezer, why you should start immediately. We mentioned this concept before, that if the Chazan is waiting to step back, then we have a Tircha de Tzibura. Tircha de Tzibura is an Isra. We can't delay when the Tzibur is ready to go. And in fact, the Tzitz Eliezer brings as follows, in the name of Shut Mishpatei Tzedek, the Mishum Torach de Tzibura, Muta lo lahaskel ha-chazra, because of Tircha de Tzibura, the Chazan is permitted to start the Chazarat HaShatz after he simply waits the time it would take to back up for Amos, the amount of time it would take to walk for Amos. Just wait that amount of time. You don't actually have to take the three steps back, going back. Just wait for that small amount of time. And that, Yesh Lilo Tikon, Lipsua Gimel Psias B'Chazara, and at the end of the day, he agrees, you will take the three steps back at the end of the Chazarat HaShatz, and that will count for also the silent Shemoneh Esrei. So that's one side of the argument, that when the Chazan is in that dilemma, what should he do? He should not back up. That's prohibited. Just start the Chazarat HaShatz. But Emir Tzashem, tomorrow we will see the opposite opinion, that even with people in back of him, the Chazan would be permitted to back up and then start the Chazarat HaShatz in the proper way, backing up and then returning three steps going forward. Have a wonderful day.